This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, July 8th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Pakistani Christian man who was shot by his Muslim neighbors on June 4th for buying a house in a Muslim neighborhood died last week, despite multiple operations to save his life, reports the Christian Post. After 3 weeks of hospitalization, the charity helping him reports that 50-year-old Nadim Joseph succumbed to his injuries on June 29th. Joseph, his mother-in-law, and brother-in-law were attacked by a man named Salman Khan and his sons in front of their home in Sawati Fatak. At this moment, his sons have been arrested. The family purchased the home in late May and said they faced days of harassment and threats before being attacked. Revelation 21, verse 8 declares, "But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Colorado Democratic Attorney General Phil Weiser attempted to ban Andrew Womack Ministries from holding in-person gatherings of more than 175 people in accord with the governor's draconian orders, while permitting mass protests with no social distancing or other health precautions, reports LifeNews.com. He sent a cease and desist letter to the ministry in an attempt to shut down its Bible conference held at Karis Bible College on the last day, as well as any future conferences. Liberty Council is representing Andrew Womack Ministries. Womack said, quote, "I believe it is not only our constitutional right, but our duty to stop this extreme overreach of government that allows people to riot and pillage, but not assemble to worship the Lord," end quote. The black sheriff of Clay County, Florida, is warning people against falling, quote, "victim to this conversation that law enforcement is bad, that law enforcement is the enemy of the citizens that were sworn to protect and serve," end quote, reports FaithWire.com. In a 3-minute video posted this week by Sheriff Daryl Daniels, the public servant did not pull any punches. Listen.
"Lawlessness, that's unacceptable in this country. I know what happens when lawlessness prevails. And in this day and time, God is raising up men and women, just like the folks you see standing behind me, who will have strong backbones and will stand in the gap between lawlessness and the good citizenry that we're sworn to protect and serve. Yes, we'll protect your constitutional rights as long as you remain under the umbrella of peaceful protest or peaceful march. But the second that you step out from up under the protection of the Constitution, we'll be waiting on you. Somebody has to step up in front of the camera and say, enough is enough. Tearing up Clay County, that's not going to be acceptable. And if we can't handle you, you know what I'll do? I'll exercise the power and authority as the sheriff, and I'll make special deputies of every lawful gun owner in this county. I'll deputize them for this one purpose, to stand in the gap between lawlessness and civility. That's what we're sworn to do."
The video, posted to the official Facebook account for the Clay County Sheriff's Office, has so far garnered more than 250,000 views. It's been shared more than 6,000 times and has over 5,000 likes. A growing number of sheriffs in Texas say they are refusing to follow a recent executive order requiring masks in public. Republican Governor Greg Abbott's mandate aims to slow the spread of the coronavirus as cases in the state soared past 200,000 on Tuesday. Police officials in at least 9 counties said they will not impose the ruling with verbal or written citations. The order states that authorities can fine repeat offenders up to $250. Denton County Sheriff Tracy Murphy wrote on Facebook on Friday that, quote, "the order is not a law. There is no requirement that any police officer enforce it, and it's unenforceable," end quote. In related news, Joshua George, a 13-year-old young man in San Antonio, Texas, just launched a petition entitled "Stop Government Overreach." He writes, quote, "What this petition seeks to do is limit government overreach and restore our freedoms so that the government no longer will be able to choose if I eat at a restaurant or attend a church service, but rather I can make my own decision." End quote. It's been 47 years. That's how long the founder's abortion mill in Columbus, Ohio, has killed babies in the Buckeye State, until this week when it finally closed for good, reports LifeNews.com. Columbus abortionist Harley Blank, age 79, lost his license in November 2018 after he allegedly broke prescription drug laws. He became known as the first abortionist to legally abort an unborn baby in Ohio in 1973. Pastor John Onwuchekwa, lead pastor of the diverse but predominantly black Cornerstone Church Atlanta, announced Friday that his congregation has voted to leave the Southern Baptist Convention, hinting at racial concerns with the world's largest Baptist denomination, reports the Christian Post. CNN anchor Chris Cuomo said during his show on June 26th that Americans do not need the help of God, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Listen.
If you believe in one another, and if you do the right thing for yourself and your community, things will get better in this country. You don't need help from above. It's within us.
Cuomo seemed to echo statements made by his brother, Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said the state of New York improved the numbers during the coronavirus pandemic without God's help.
Our behavior has stopped the spread of the virus. God did not stop the spread of the virus.
Brothers Cuomo directly contradict Jesus, who said, "Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Matthew 7, verse 7. To their shame, both Governor Andrew Cuomo and CNN anchor Chris Cuomo support baby killing in the womb. Tony Campolo's family has asked for prayer as the popular pastor, speaker, and author continues to recover from a June 20th stroke, which has left him partially paralyzed on the left side of his face and body, reports Christian Today. As he recovers in the hospital, COVID-19 regulations prohibit his wife Peggy from entering the room. You can send a get well email to tcampolospeaker@eastern.edu or a physical card to Tony Campolo, Eastern University, 1300 Eagle Road, St. David's, Pennsylvania, 19087. And finally, some good news. So many North Carolinian parents want to homeschool their children that the online system for filing a notice of intent to establish a homeschool became temporarily overwhelmed, reports LifeSiteNews.com. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 8th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.